This is KD2FPM on frequency.
KD2FPM, KA3TFB, and as you can see, there's someone else out there on this link. I just wanted to say, Kevin, to you that I enjoyed listening to you there today, and thanks for the URL update. From time to time, we'll sample that. And by far, Kevin, you've done a fine job there. Back to you, if you want to talk. I'm not so sure if the net's going to convene tonight here, but we'll be listening. KA3TFB through the Echolink system. Over.
Yeah, it looks like maybe I'll run the net tonight because I don't see anyone else stepping in here. So I tell you what, give me a second. I'll be right back, and I'll take the net over here. KD2FPM, we'll be returning momentarily. All right, good evening. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Kevin James, and the net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Club repeater at 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic always has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. All right, the next Boonville Amateur Club Radio Club holds their monthly meeting, and it will be on the third Tuesday of every month, except in December and February. The next monthly meeting will be on January 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Are there any portables, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Please come now. Okay, are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in? Come now, please.
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFB in the group. Good evening to everyone. I'll give my report now. And it's 36 degrees. It's been hovering this temperature for the last hour or two. We're expecting to go down to 32 tonight. And anything that's wet from the previous day that's leaked on the roadway will freeze, I think. Anyhow, it's about that time, so Steelers lost. Only excitement I had today was when the emitter went off to one of the fire companies I respond to as a brush truck to a certain roadway in a certain other municipality. And by the time I traveled to the fire company station, was going to look on the map where this road was, they all canceled. That was my excitement for the day. I hope others have had more exciting times here. We'll be off tomorrow, too, enjoying getting paid and not doing a thing. I live such a shameful life. Back over to Net Control. Everyone there, tip my hat. Good evening, and we'll be listening. KA3TFB through the Echo system. Over.
Okay, KD2FPM, Net Control here. Bill, it's always a pleasure to hear from you out there in Warrendale, Pennsylvania. I know we got a new ham in here on Echolink. I'll back out. I'll let him check in.
This is KD2JWC using Echolink, checking in Oneonta, New York. Same area as KD2FPM, the net manager. Been a decent day today. Got some things done. Got some of the Christmas decorations up to make the family happy. And this is K2JWC back to net control.
Okay, we welcome our new friend Matt, KD2JWC, out here in Oneonta with me. He's also on Echolink. That's great. All right, I'll tell you what, at this time I'm going to open up the floor for any and all stations or members, guests, who please check in. Come now, please.
N2PFM, good evening.
Hey, good evening, N2PFM. George, how are you doing tonight? You have the floor. It's yours.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin James. Nice day today. It started with going to the church in Loudville instead of down Port Lydon, and I ended up having to be an altar server, which I was very grateful to do. It's a little different there because it's a much larger congregation than the 8 or 10 people that we usually have down in Port Lydon. And we had a temperature range today of 21 to 34, about the average midwinter day temperatures for New York City, my hometown. And so that was about the temperatures here. And glad to get home. I brought my friend and his 80-year-old girlfriend to church today. Back home as well. They were in Loudville, so I went to church in Loudville. I got them and went from church and stopped off at Mickey D's and decided instead of cooking anything today, I have a couple of quick burgers and a senior hot tea. So with that, we'll say God bless and 73 is then 2 PFN clear.
Okay, that's great. Wow, it sounds like you had a full day like I did today, too, George. Yeah, when I come back here in a second, I'll tell you how much fun I got to have today. I'm still looking for any and all stations. Come now, please. Okay, station calling in. I wasn't 100% sure. Was that KD2AIT? Is that you, Jeff? It was a little scratchy. This is KD2FPM, net control.
No, Kevin, it was N5AOW on mobile.
Oh, okay, N5AOW. Bob, how are you doing tonight? Go ahead, take the floor.
I tell you what, I think I'll pass on that because I'm in an area where I may not have good reception to the repeater, and I'm only on the HT, so it doesn't give me enough boot here to get in clean. So with that, I'll say 73. I'm glad you're taking control over it this evening. Everyone have a good evening. And 5AOW, back in that control.
Okay, it's always a pleasure to hear from you and then chat with you, too. Still looking for any and all stations, or are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Come now, please. All right, I'll steal the floor for a minute here. This is KD2FPM, Kevin James out here in Oneonta, New York. Yeah, my day today consisted of finalizing that antenna project I was working on with my friend, and boy, I'll tell you, what a nightmare that got to be. It was a solid piece of coax that solved the problem between the antenna head and the control head, and still then it gave us some problems. We kind of figured part of the issue was probably with the FM tower sitting next to us that's broadcast about 6,000 watts. So that may be making a little noise and causing some problems with the circuitry, so wouldn't surprise me entirely. I tell you what, I'll make one more last call for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley service net at 9:17 p.m. and return the repeater to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight, and that would be K3TFB, KD2JWC, N2PFM, and N5AOW. Your check-ins are much appreciated. I will say 7-3, and this is KD2FBM. I am clear.
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFB, logging off through the EchoLink system, and need a good night to all.
This is KD2FPM. I will be clearing this repeater through the EchoLink system, and as always, thank you for use of EchoLink. It's much, much appreciated. Hopefully we'll catch you guys again tomorrow night, and it was a pleasure to be the NCS tonight. Until then, 7-3, KD2FPM is clear.
Emergency net. Working for stations that would like to check in tonight. With or without traffic, all stations are welcome as always. Stations can help us.
Looking for any additional stations that would like to check in tonight after the tail drops, of course. Stations come in, please. Okay, well, we got one station. I didn't hear anyone else. If somebody else came in, please try again. And any additional stations after the tail drops, please. Okay, very good. Bob, thanks for the check-in. Much appreciated. 7-3, see you and to everyone listening. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2ZZ.